How we doing, beautiful people? I know it's been a long time. I had to take a little break. A lot has changed since I've spoken with you last time. As a matter of fact, I was able to complete a book that I'm highly excited about, and I'll be sending out information on how, if you want, you can actually get pre-orders of my new book. I'm very excited about that. But anyway, I'm here today not to talk about my book or talk about what I've been doing for the past few months and not talking to you. We'll have a chance to where we can discuss that and I can let you know exactly what's been going on with me. But we're here today to talk about relationships, and in particular, we want to talk about the Travis Hunter situation. Now, in case you haven't heard, you know, Travis Hunter is the Heisman Trophy winner. He plays for Colorado under Coach Prime. And Coach Prime has done a phenomenal job with taking young black men and bringing them in and really taking care of them. I don't see any other way Travis Hunter would have became the Heisman Trophy winner, if it wasn't for Coach Prime. So I really appreciate his sacrifices and, you know, helping the young brothers out. But anyway, Travis Hunter has come, I guess, for lack of a better word, under scrutiny lately, not because of his things he does on the field, and not even the things I guess he does off the field, because the kid is a very good kid. If you look at, if you read about his story, everybody knows he's going pro. He didn't have to go to class if he didn't want to, but he chose to go to class, and all that, he did very well. So he's a very good kid, but his choice in his fiance is what he's being scrutinized for. And so I thought it'd be good for us to discuss that today, and maybe discuss relationships in conjunction of this story. But anyway, this particular woman that Travis Hunter is dating is kind of doing things out there that's making people question her true love for Travis Hunter. And as a matter of fact, if you read what's going on online right now, a lot of people do not think that she truly cares about Travis Hunter. They actually think that, you know, she's there simply because he's already making money with the NIL deal. He's already a millionaire. That she's simply there for the money. And so we want to discuss that today, and hopefully we can draw something out of this situation that can help us all in our relationships. So had this one particular thing not happened, I don't think we would even be talking about her. But at the Heisman Trophy ceremony where he was presented with his trophy, as you know, once they make the announcement that, hey, you know, Travis Hunter is the winner of the Heisman Trophy, you have your family there, you have your coaches there, and so on and so on. And of course, you're going to have your fiance, your girlfriend there, right? And so they announce his name. Everybody stands up except for his girlfriend. Now, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, was hugging his mother. And as he's hugging his mother, he reaches down to her and kind of, you know, prods her to get up and stand up and clap and celebrate for the brother. So that's what started the whole process of really looking into her background as well, because a lot of people online thought that she was thinking of herself, being selfish and somewhat disrespectful to him, by which someone else had to make her stand up to celebrate him. But anyway, so we don't know what's going on with this young lady. You know, she may have not known that was the appropriate thing to do. I don't know, but let's talk about it. Now, from that standpoint, you have a lot of people going out there and going through her life. You know, I'm not young in this day and age, because people can just go back through your social media feed now and just start digging up all types of stuff, you know? And so it's kind of, I'm very happy that I'm not in that age, but people started going through her social media background, started picking up pictures, and they saw what they thought was some disrespectful pictures of her doing things while she was in the relationship with Travis Hunter. And it got so bad to a point that he had to come out and do a video defending her. Which brought out more scrutiny, but then also brought out a lot of people saying, hey, you know, protecting him and saying, hey, he has a right to make choices and things of that nature. So that's kind of where it is right now. Travis Hunter is going to more than likely be a top 4 pick in this year's draft, which means he's going to make a minimum of $25 million signing bonus. Now, signing bonus is guaranteed money. It's something you make simply by signing your name. You get a check for that. Now, mind you, of course, Uncle Sam has to get his cut, but you get a check for that. That's something that he's going to get on top of his salary. If he does, 75% is good in the NFL as he's done in the college ranks. More than likely, if you take into consideration endorsements and things of nature, more than likely in the next 5 to 8 years, he's going to make clear at least $200 million. At least $200 million. That is a lowball number. This kid has all of the different aspects of being a great business person in the professional athlete, in the professional ranks. He's the person that is closest to me to Deion Sanders with the showmanship, right? Athletic ability, showmanship, personality, all those things. He has all those things. And so those are key ingredients for making a boatload of money, as long as you can stay healthy and as long as you perform. So we're talking about a boatload of money. We're talking about generational money this kid is going to make. And so there are pictures out there. There are stories out there right now. And again, I haven't verified these stories, so I want to be clear. But there are stories out there that says that when she wants to party, he will drive her to a party or whatever. She goes in, she parties for hours. He sits in the car and waits for her to come out. And of course, there are videos now and pictures online showing some of these parties where she's dancing in there and dancing very provocatively with these people. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that's inappropriate behavior when you are engaged to somebody. And I'm not here to judge. I'm just kind of giving the information. And, you know, I don't know why Travis Hunter, if this is true, I don't know why Travis Hunter wouldn't go into the party with her and party with her. It makes a lot of sense, though, based on my viewing of this kid. He strikes me as a kid that probably is not into drinking, not into doing a lot of things, really, to be honest. And he's that type of kid. He's a very good kid from what I can see. But there's stories out there saying that he would drive her to parties, let her go in a party. He would sit in the car for hours while she's in here partying. And then, you know, when she came back out, they would go on their merry way. And so I am an executive coach, life coach, relationship coach, and the bulk of my money is in relationship coaches. So I've coached hundreds of marriages and relationships. And if I had Travis Hunter in front of me, I would explain to him these things. The first thing we have to understand is that as Black people within this system that we live in right now, the racist system, the system that's built on disenfranchisement, the system that's built on making money with us functioning at our lowest capabilities. That's what we exist in right now. We've been taken away from our traditions and things of that nature. But when we were in Africa and when we were in West Africa, so to speak, and you wanted to get married, the elders and the leadership of that community came together to ensure that this was going to be the correct relationship, that this is going to be a relationship that the community would benefit from. You see, in a tribe, you need the greatest expression of all your people possible to be successful. You cannot have things like relationships fail because that puts a huge burden on the tribe because the tribe is dependent upon those two people doing well. In our community, in our society, in this government that we exist in right now, it doesn't matter if you're function at your lowest or highest. It doesn't really matter because the system is built to take advantage of your mistakes. That's why it has the medical system. That's why it has the criminal justice system, the divorce system. That's why it has the economic system that is built on you making poor choices and things of that nature. So in this system, you don't have to worry about whether your relationship is going to last the long term or worry about how this is going to impact your tribe, your family, and so on and so on. All you need to do is see somebody that you want, whether that be based on complete infatuation with how they look or whatever, and you take that shot, you roll the dice, you gamble and hope that it works. Whereas in a tribe concept, no, they're all dependent upon you expressing and manifesting at your highest level. What I would tell Mr. Hunter is this: listen, you are about to make generational wealth. Now, what do I mean by generational wealth? I mean wealth that can change the course of not only you and your immediate family, but future generations if it's executed properly. That's the position that you're in. And just like the tribes that we existed in prior to slavery, prior to conquering, they're all dependent upon you functioning at your highest level. So this choice in your relationship has to also take into consideration the impact of this choice upon the well-being of your family long-term. And all I ask you to do is just think about that. Now, here's what happens in relationships when they're not set up properly. And I'm not saying by any means that this relationship is not set up properly. I don't know enough about these people. I'm just kind of giving my two cents or whatever. But anyway, this is what happens. You see somebody you like, they're very good looking, very handsome, very pretty, whatever, and have all the quote unquote assets that you enjoy or whatever. And then you see flaws. You notice flaws. But you still get into a relationship with this person because you hope through your selflessness, you hope through your personality, through your sacrifices, that this person will eventually change. So you kind of go down the road hoping that this person will change as you grow into the relationship. So you typically you're dealing with somebody that is immoral and you're hoping that, or maybe, you know, right, immature, immoral, right? And you're hoping that through the process of this relationship, through your sacrifices, that this person will eventually evolve into the person that you want within the relationship. And what I'm here to tell you is that the probability of people increasing their morality, their established morality, where their baseline, before you met them, they have this baseline. This baseline prior to you meeting them. Now, listen, I'm not saying that a person can't change habits. I'm not saying a person can't become nicer. I'm not saying any of that. So what I'm saying is that a person, if this person's morality basis, which has been created through their family interaction, through her interaction with her father, through her interaction with her mother, through her how she grew up, you're not going to take a person who has their own moral code and change their moral code through the relationship, no matter what that moral code is. That is very rare to happen. So if this person is thinking a certain way, feel a certain way, and approaches life a certain way, it's very hard for you to change that through your relationship, no matter how selfish or how selfless you're going to be with that person. A lot of people make this mistake. So you're gambling with, you know, this is a gamble. This is a huge gamble. This is rolling the dice with a low probability of success if this person is the person that people are displaying on social media. So what I would ask you to do is consider the impact that this relationship may have upon your the wealth, your personal wealth, upon the personal well-being of your family. And I want you to think about that you can change a person's habits. You can teach a person to get into different religions. You can teach a person, you can influence a person to change their dietary habits, change their eating habits, change all these things. But it's very hard to influence a person to change the baseline of how they've been thinking for the last 18 years, what's been cultivated in their spiritual paradigm, and how they relate that spiritual paradigm to how they make choices in life. It's very hard to change that simply just by being in a relationship. It doesn't matter who you want to date. Your choice is your choice. Choice is good. I love choice. Choice within Ma'at means outcomes. Choice brings about outcomes. I love choice. It's your choice. You date whoever you want to. I will never get on here and tell you who you should date, who you shouldn't date. You have the right to date who you want to. You can date a chaste woman. You can date a professional woman. You can date an escort. You can date a stripper. You can date any of these people, a gold digger. It doesn't matter. It's your choice. It doesn't matter who you date. But it's one thing that's required no matter who you date, and that's respect. And respect is one of those moral boundaries that you learn in your household, that you learn from your mom and dad, that you learn from visualizing your mom and dad together, that you learn from your aunties and uncles and so on and so on. The ability to translate respect for somebody. The one thing that's a common denominator that you must have respect. It doesn't matter who you choose to date or who you choose to get into a relationship with, you must have respect. What is respect? Respect is your willingness to place as a priority the well-being of the complete person from which you are in a relationship with. And it goes both ways. Is the prioritization of the well-being of the person based on your life, based on how you move, you adjust your life and all the things happen where to make sure that the well-being of this person is the primary, is prioritized. When you get into a relationship, that relationship should not diminish you. That relationship should increase you. So in your specific case, Mr. Hunter, you have a brand, you have talents and skills that's going to make you a whole bunch of money. Respecting your regard as a person coming into that, honoring your brand, respecting your brand, and not and curtailing their lifestyle and what they may enjoy doing, sacrificing what they may enjoy doing, that puts your brand at risk. That's when you know you're being respected. A stripper shows respect. You go into a strip club, you start throwing dollars at a particular stripper, that stripper will come over and give you all types of respect as long as the money's there. That's one of the reasons why I never like strip. I never like strip clubs. You're going to get respect. A gold digger will respect you. If she notices that you're the source of money, you have all the money, she's going to do whatever is necessary to make sure that you continue to make money for her. That's respect is something that is not hard to do, but it must be there in order for you to validate this person is worthy of you being in a relationship. Again, relationships should increase you. If a person is going to be with you, that person has to come in with the understanding that your brand is important, that brand is making money, and I need to curtail or influence myself or change my lifestyle to support the increase of upholding that brand. The very thing that is going to bring us wealth and riches into our lives. Mr. Hunter, you seem to be a very nice kid, doing well, enjoying yourself. And unfortunately for you, being a nice kid, doing things, right? Doing everything right. Unfortunately for people like you, you will not get the respect that you deserve. And the only way you're going to get respect is by demanding respect. And the person that demands respect more than anybody is your coach. So whatever your coach, Coach Prime is telling you to do, I suggest you do it. But you must demand respect from people. People are going to continue to be disrespectful until you demand respect. She's going to, if she is being disrespectful, I don't know. But let's say for the sake of argument, she is. You must demand that. You must put her in a position by which you define the boundaries of how, what's important and what's necessary to be in a relationship with you. Again, I'm going to close on this. Make sure that you are understanding yourself, how you vibrate, what you're doing, what you got going on, what's your future. You know, if your future one day to own your own NFL team, there are a lot of great positions that you can take based on the type of money you're going to make. And your partner has to be a very important part of that. Your partner has to be so in tune to you that your partnership increases your probability of doing those things. And the way you ensure that that's the case is through your demanding respect from anybody, let alone the person that you choose to be with for the rest of your life. Remember, you are about to make generational wealth. You must make sure that that wealth is used to not only take care of you, your fiance, and your and the future kids that y'all may have together, but also make sure that you're here to support not only your family and change the dynamics of their lives for future generations, but also use your image and brand to be a good resource and be a good example to the brothers and sisters out there who are looking up to you. And I know you already do that very well. So listen to this. If in relationships, the two most important things of a relationship is love and respect. Love and respect can help you overcome anything in a relationship. When I coach people, the first thing I look for when I'm listening to both parties within that couple, I'm listening for love and respect. If they have love and respect for each other, everything else we can work with. We can change things within that relationship to make it happy again. There are things that you can do. But when you don't have love and respect for each other, that relationship is doomed. It's impossible for it to succeed. Yeah, you guys might have fun being having fun right now, being intimate with each other and so on and so on. But eventually that relationship it's not only going to cost you a boatload of money, but it's going to cost you a lot of pain and suffering.